The Gospel of John, Chapter 18. The Arrest of Jesus. When Jesus had finished speaking, he went with his disciples to the other side of the Kidron Valley. There was a garden there, which Jesus entered with his disciples. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, since Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas took soldiers with him, and some servants from the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they went to the garden with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus knew all that was going to happen to him. He stepped forward and asked, "Who are you looking for?" They answered, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus said, "I am he." Judas, who betrayed him, stood there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they moved backwards and fell to the ground. He then asked a second time, "Who are you looking for?" And they answered, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus replied, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, let these others go." So what Jesus had said came true. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Simon Peter had a sword. He drew it and struck Malchus, the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which the Father has given me?" The guards and the soldiers with their commander seized Jesus and bound him. And they took him first to Annas. Annas was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. And it was Caiaphas who had told the Jews, "It is better that one man should die for the people." Simon Peter and another disciple followed Jesus. Because this disciple was known to the high priest, they let him enter the courtyard of the high priest along with Jesus. But Peter had to stay outside at the door. The other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the maidservant at the gate and brought Peter in. Then this maidservant on duty at the door said to Peter, "So you also are one of his disciples?" But he answered, "I am not." Now the servants and the guards had made a charcoal fire and were standing and warming themselves because it was cold. Peter was also with them, warming himself. The high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in places where the Jews meet together, either at the assemblies in synagogues or in the temple. I did not teach secretly. Why then do you question me? Ask those who heard me. They know what I said." At this reply, one of the guards standing there gave Jesus a blow on the face, saying, "Is that the way to answer the high priest?" Jesus said to him, "If I have said something wrong, point it out. But if I spoke correctly, why strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. Now Simon Peter stood there warming himself. They said to him, "Surely you also are one of his disciples?" He denied it and answered, "I am not." One of the high priest's servants, a kinsman of the one whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you with him in the garden?" Again Peter denied it, and at once the cock crowed. Jesus before Pilate. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the headquarters of the Roman governor. It was now morning. The Jews didn't go inside, lest they be made unclean by entering the house of a pagan, and therefore not allowed to eat the Passover meal. So Pilate came outside and asked, "What charge do you bring against this man?" They answered, "If he were not a criminal, we would not be handing him over to you." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your own law." But they replied, "We ourselves are not allowed to put anyone to death." According to what Jesus himself had foretold, it was clear what kind of death he would die. Pilate then entered the court again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingship does not come from this world. If I were a king like those of this world, my servants would have fought to save me from being handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not of this world." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "Yes, as you say, I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is on the side of truth hears my voice." Pilate said, "What is truth?" Pilate then went out to the Jews again and said, "I find no crime in this man. But it is your custom that I release one prisoner to you at the Passover. With your agreement, I will release to you the king of the Jews." But they insisted and cried out, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber.